This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Simen Lamed. I got a lot of emails yesterday. People want to show me how to put the knot of the Shel Rosh on top. I'm ready to see. But there's no way to do it without bending the Ritzuos. I'm not... You figured out how to do it with... Okay, if anyone could show me how to do it without bending the Ritzuos. Good. Okay, Simen Lamed. Zman Hanachasan. When is the time to put on tefillin? Sif Aleph. Zman Hanachasan ba boiker. The first man to put on tefillin is Mishayakir, same as Talis. When you could see your friend who you're somewhat acquainted with at a distance of 4 amos and recognize him. Says Mishabur Hanachasan Ritzalemer, Tchilas Zman Hanachasan, the beginning time to place Zman is Mishayira. When you could see your friend, the mitzvah is to wear it all day. The reason why you have to wait until then. Until this time, we're afraid you might sleep. And included in night, and it's part of night regarding tefillin. Question for you. Why don't we make a bracha on wearing tefillin at night? We said because we hold Laila's man tefillin. Yeah, but you're not allowed to wear them because of the Rabbanan. So why can't you make the bracha on the Rabbanan? Regarding Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah said, well, even Friday, you don't make a bracha because it's not Barur that there's an Isser Rabbanan. Okay, but at night it's Barur that there's an Isser Rabbanan. So why would that absolute Isser Rabbanan not warrant making a bracha on the tefillin? Okay, anyway. If you know the guy well, you could tell him from a mile away. But if you don't know him at all, you won't recognize him even if he's in front of your nose. So now, what is Mishayakir? This is one of the biggest machloikasin you'll ever come across in identifying the Zman of Mishayakir. In the Dirshu, he brings down, the Bir Halacha says, the Prima Gadim is a tenth of an hour, 6 minutes after Alois HaShachar. You hear this? The Prima Gadim says 6 minutes. No, we don't do that. The Menchas Yitzchak says it's between 15 minutes and 30 minutes after Alois HaShachar. The Kaf HaChaim and Rabbi Chilmichel Tkachinsky say in Yushalayim, an hour before Nates. So that's probably more like 12 minutes. The Sefer Nivresha says 20 minutes after Alois. Some say about 33 minutes after Alois. The Gros Moshe says it's 35 to 40 minutes before Neitz Hachama. So it's basically 35 to 38 minutes after Alois HaShachar. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says 36 minutes before Neitz HaChama. 37 is Safek. So basically that's pretty late. Rav Yashiv held 30 minutes. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's less than 50 minutes before Neitz HaChama. Rabbi Yashiv says, like Rabbi Yeager pointed out, don't put on tefillin until you're within 30 minutes of Neitz HaChama. Ulechayra, this is what a person should be makbid on. You know, you're on a plane, you got to get up early. One should try to make sure not to put on talis and tefillin until 30 minutes before Neitz HaChama. Fine. Again, Rav Sternbuch says, sorry for the background noise, Rav Sternbuch says it really depends on your personal location. So it's very hard to say, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, or Rav Yashiv said, it could be they're not arguing on Ramesh, it really depends on the location. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Sivkatan. Sif Beis. Aser lahaniach tefillin belaila. It's aser to put on tefillin at night. Shema yishkachim. You might forget. V'yishan mehem and you'll fall asleep. If you put it on before Shkia and it became dark, even if they're on you the whole night, mutter, it's permitted. Meaning you're not allowed to put on tefillin at night, but if you put it on during the day, they're allowed to stay on you at night. But we don't tell people, we don't paskin this way. In other words, we're not going to instruct somebody to do this, but technically speaking, if you want to wear tefillin all night long, you could if you put it on while it was still day. If you didn't take off your tefillin from Shkia, because you had nowhere safe to put them, and they're still on you to guard it, that's mutter. Umayrin kain, not only is it mutter, but we even paskin that way. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Gimel, Balailu ben Ashvashois, ben Ashvashois midivri amagin avram, Mashan de mutter chachila niach. That from the Magen Avraham Smashal Chadchila you're allowed to put on tefillin bein Hashmashal Aprimagadim Mestapik Bazeh. The Aprimagadim is Mesupik Imloi Shaloi Kiyem Adayin Mitzvah Tefillin Ba'Oisa Yoyim Da'oz Yenichem Bein Hashmashas. If for whatever reason a person did not put on tefillin that day, they should put on tefillin bein Hashmashas. Why? Savik Dairaisa L'Chumra. The Mishnah Berurah though says you should not make a bracha. The Bir Halacha later on Siman Samachay. V'yishan bohem. You might fall asleep. V'chashinon shema yafiach b'shnasai. We're afraid you might pass gas while you're sleeping. Ava midai raisa mutar alanicha malayla. Midai raisa, you're allowed to put on tefillin at night. Dekai malon laila zman tefillin. Koidem. If you put them on before Shkia, right? Salam Radulayas Rabban Rakla Nichim Lachadchila Belaila. The rabbis only said you can't put them on Lachadchila at night. Ava Mikivan Shekvar Munachim Alav, if they're already on me, by Yom Lo Yitzricham Lachotzan. The rabbis did not require you to remove them. Kol Halaila, technically, they could remain on you the whole night. Perish Kozman Shein Chotzan, so long as you don't remove them. Dil Chotzan Pamachas Shavasa Nichim. Once you take them off, you can't put them back on. Mutter. It's permitted to leave them on, but we don't instruct this. Right, Sulaimar, ad zman sheroit salishan. You can leave them on until you go to sleep. Da'az behechach masin shal salishan shnas keva behem. But when you go to sleep, of course, you have to remove them because it's prohibited to sleep a established sleep in the tefillin kol kaman b'simin mem dalid. The efshir de belaila de zman shenuhu afilu shenas arai osa medina. It could be, now the Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush, even though shenas arai, it seems like it's mutter and tefillin, but at night, even shenas arai is osir, because it's the zman of shena. What does it mean? Ve'ein moirin kain. We don't instruct people they can leave their tefillin on. Halach lemaitz acher. We don't tell others about this. Shema yavayu la'anichan l'charchila, lest they come to put on l'charchila, v'yakin lo'yasekein elabeinu l'vainat, so therefore do it in private if you want to leave it on. Avaloi barabim duhu gam kein kaira. Doing something publicly is like a psak. V'yakin ein l'spal behem tefilas arvis b'tainas tzibur barabim. Do not pray in them on a tefilas tainas, on a tainas tzibur barabim. V'nimtzu'u alav. However, if you didn't remove it, because you had nowhere safe to keep it, and you're keeping it on you to guard it, that's moirin kain. Davka nimtzu mekilin or moirin. Only if it is found on you. Shebeshvil hashmira in tzach lachetz afil kol halayla. In order to guard it, you don't have to remove it the whole night, kozman shel yashen. But to put it on lechatchila at night, to guard it, that is asur even lechatchila. V'anich lechatchila asur b'shvil hashmira. And v'yesh b'kilim b'zeh, there are those who are lenient and they say you could even put it on l'charchila for shmira. Okay, everyone, I wish everybody a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.